Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. No, 30, 17 till the hour. 43 after. That's the right time. You'd think after all these years I'd learn to tell time, wouldn't you? Mickey's hand is on the 7. I'm glad you're back. Thanks for hanging out with me in spite of myself. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Mullings.com is his website. He does know how to tell time, folks. That's the reason I have him on the show. And he knows north, south, east, and west as well. Hey, Rich, thanks again for being here.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about 2018 politics. The economy's going pretty good for the president. The stock market so far is hanging in there. Optimism is up among consumers. Optimism is up among businesses, especially small businesses, in spite of the tax bill, which I'm still mad about. And so in general, there's not the opposite of Carter's malaise in America in a lot of ways. How is that to boding for politics the rest of the year?
Well, it depends on what you're running for and where you're running for it. As you know, the standard line is that only, I think, twice since World War II has the party of the president picked up seats in a midterm election.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, especially the first term.
It's often been a bloodbath, right?
Yeah. In 1994, which was Clinton's first midterm, was the Gingrich Revolution. We picked up the Republicans.
You were part of that.
Three seats, I believe. I was not, actually. I was running the Middle East for EDS.
You came on the left.
I pretended I had been involved.
Nobody knew, Rich. You could have just said, yeah. Nobody knows.
I know. Well, people, you know, that's one of those things that can sneak into
don't
your resume
this
and then
is,
come back and
don't buy forget, you. This is the era of fake news. You could have just let that go.
That's right. that small business advisor program,
that's right.
Fake news. but the big one was in 2000. That was big because that was the first time Republicans had taken over control of the House in 40 years.
And
then
yeah.
The next big earthquake was in 2010, which was Obama's first term, about 6 months after the passage of Obamacare, and Republicans picked up 63 seats and regained control of the House. So they're called wave elections, and what happens is, and I've been in both sides of these. You get the early returns typically from Indiana because they close early. They close at 6 o'clock.
Well, they go to bed early in Indiana, so they close up over there.
Well, yeah. they do because they're not that much fun. And I was just before I start getting emails. I was Dan Quayle's press
secretary.
I used to
be in Indiana.
I had a great time there. That's right. I was there for a year one weekend. That's the first tipping point, and then you come back to the East Coast. And you just watch, and what happens is all the close races go one way or the other.
Let's talk about some of the policies, though, some of the issues that are going to be giving rise to this. I mean, the Democrats are just scratching and clawing to find any kind of way to break through. Of course, their approach is to come after the president, not to talk about policy, right?
Yeah, that's right. And we did that in 1998. Because just the whole campaign was anti-Clinton,
right?
And we ended up losing 5 seats. We should have gained a dozen,
right?
But you hit on something that political, you know, geniuses like me, who get it wrong just about 50% of the time. The argument is this going to be a nationalized election or is this going to be seat by seat?
Mm-hmm.
And what you're describing is a nationalized election. And if the Democrats don't think they've got a national issue, sans not counting Trump, then they'll instruct their candidates, especially at the congressional level, to go after local issues, issue by issue.
But with the havoc and the dismantling of the Democrat Party across the country that Obama oversaw, Isn't that a dangerous thing for them? Don't they need a national a platform to argue against? Because when they go not local, they're getting their butts beat.
Well, they're not anymore. I mean, when you look at, I don't think it's they.
Well, that's just been a few. That's just been a few recent ones, though.
Yeah, but they're well. That's how a wave starts.
First oh, yeah.
Water, first
I forgot about that.
The drips them in, and then the next thing, a 20-foot wave washes over you.
I'm not dead yet. That's just a flesh wound.
My feet aren't wet. That's what I meant. I meant my shoes to fall off. But one of the things that I would recommend, and the Democrats are doing, is that they're looking for women to run in these things. This is the age of the woman. That's coming back.
Yeah.
Now we'll see what happens, whether gun control is an issue, you know, that far down the line. We'll see what happens with the economy. It's going great guns now, mm-hmm. but it doesn't take much for these bubbles to burst. I mean, if I were running as a Democrat, let's say in southeastern Ohio, my home congressional district, Ohio 6, it would be. I mean, I think I could find enough reasons to take on the local Republican who was swept into office in 2010 in that great tsunami. I could at least could make a race of it. I might not beat him, but I could make him work real hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, there's another thing in there. Some, you know, a coach once said, you know, well, that team on the other side over there, they're going to have something to say about this game, and the Democrats always have the Trump administration they can count on the other side, right? Who knows what's going to happen over there?
They'll always be Jared.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Tintail, right back with Rich Gaynor. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.